Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
9:40. We've been saying all week that these political conventions are a marathon. This is like the final home stretch, and it all comes down to the sprint to the finish line. And an opportunity for former President Trump to not only accept his party's nomination for a third time, but also to work on that unity message. WOKV Samantha Manning has been in Milwaukee for us all week. And as we anticipate tonight, we do want to reflect a lot on some of the key messages that came through last evening, including the national introduction by Senator and now Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance.
Yeah, right. This was really his chance for America to get to know him. You know, outside of Ohio, he really was pretty relatively unknown. And so last night, he really talked about his personal story. And from the delegates I've been speaking with, that has really been resonating with him. Senator Vance had really humble beginnings growing up in small town Ohio with a mother who had battled addiction and had, you know, money struggles. They struggled with economic challenges as well. So he talked a lot about that. You know, even with the way that he grew up, he went on to go to Yale Law School. He's an Iraq war veteran. And so, you know, overcoming what he did is really a big part of his story and was a big part of his message yesterday. But of course, a big part of what he wanted to get across too was being critical of the Biden administration and their economic policies. And he sort of went back to his roots saying, look, you know, I grew up in small town Ohio, and those are the people that are being hurt right now by the economic policies that are in place.
Do you get the sense from the delegates that the generational gap and the energy behind a younger, I mean, the first millennial to ever be on a ticket for president or vice president, is going to bring the energy out on the campaign trail in the closing months of this campaign?
Yeah, I think it's exciting them because it's showing them what the future of the party could look like too, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, as much as they love former President Trump, if he's reelected, this would be his last term. And
right,
so you have to kind
years.
Of think moving forward. And so here we are with, as you said, the first millennial. They're very excited. They wanted to learn more about him. And some, you know, had questions about his lack of political experience. So they wanted, you know, to get an idea of where he stands. But after last night, they're really excited. He's very much on par with the former president and his agenda. And so that's really what's is very much exciting them right now.
I think the other thing that's been standing out is the way that and these are highly scripted and choreographed events. They always are. And the parties do, both parties historically do a good job for their own benefit and their own crowd at choreographing and storytelling and the messages. But this time through, really trying to humanize Donald Trump, the man, again. And that seemed to come with like his granddaughter and even in some of what J.D. Vance talked about in his own personal journey where he was a one-time never Trump.
Yeah, it was very interesting with former President Trump's granddaughter in particular, right? She talked about this side of the former president that we don't really hear about a lot, right? She was saying he printed her great score that she got in school and showed it off to his friends. And so we sort of heard about this loving grandpa persona that he has that a lot of us don't really ever get to see or hear about. So that was an effective message or that the party is viewing, trying to get across another side of him. We also heard from his son, of course, you know, standing strong, saying his father had, you know, after the assassination attempt, was able to stand strong and withstand what had happened. So definitely resonating with the delegates here.
How emotional was the moment with the Gold Star families from the Afghanistan withdrawal? It really appeared as though from the outside looking in, they had the audience really captivated.
Absolutely. You know, and I think putting party aside, right, when you hear from those family members who lost their loved ones in Afghanistan who had died and they're up there telling their story, it was extremely emotional and it was a moment of humanity. Of course, we're here for the Republican Party and their delegates to support their party, but that really was a moment of just being human and understanding their loss. And wanting to hear from them.
Indeed. So for tonight, the president has said since the assassination attempt that he completely ripped up his speech, it's all new. What are the delegates aiming to hear about unity? I mean, I would imagine there's a fair amount that just want raw Trump, but it's a speech. And so there's a lot of thought and planning and choreographing that goes into that as well. So what's the appetite from what you're hearing?
Yeah, so, you know, the bottom line is I think the delegates here, they really want to hear him talk about how Americans were better off under his administration than they are today under President Biden, right, sort of drawing those comparisons. We're expecting him, for example, to talk a lot about national security and the border, because that is that's been a big ding on the Biden administration. He's been getting a lot of criticism about the southern border. So we're expecting him to talk about that. The delegates here definitely want him to point out those differences and remind Americans of the differences between his administration and the Biden administration.
On a personal side, the city of Milwaukee is kind of fun, isn't it?
It is very beautiful, but I will say this, Rich. I could not help but think this morning how much I wish the RNC was in beautiful Jacksonville or somewhere in Florida, because it was very cold this morning when we first started. But yes, you're absolutely right. Milwaukee is a very lovely city, and I hope to see some more of it later.
Yeah, right along the shores of Lake Michigan, you can get that little bit of a cool breeze off the lake. But my wife lived there for the better part of a year and just enjoyed our time when we would visit Milwaukee. Really pretty. Yes, you are missing out on the heat and humidity. I know you're a Florida gal at heart, so.
I am. I was missing it a lot.
Indeed. All right. Well, great work this week. We'll continue to hear from you through the day and through the night. We'll have coverage beginning at 7 o'clock. If you are going to be out for an appointment, dinner, date night, whatever the case may be, if you do want to be glued in to any of the coverage, we'll get going at 7 o'clock here and wherever you listen to us on the smart speaker. Samantha Manning, part of our live team coverage in Milwaukee.